Welcome to The Right Moment, a podcast by Tag Heuer, where we talk about topics that bring us together and inspire us. We meet visionaries from Tag Heuer and LVMH to uncover insights, challenges, advice, and defining moments that have shaped professional journeys. This is a new adventure that you can discover each month with episodes in French or English. From personal development to entrepreneurship, including corporate social responsibility and watchmaking. This is where we create the right moments to discuss about topics that matter. I am Kim Kassa, Talent Development Manager, your host for the episodes in English. And this is The Right Moment. Hello, everyone. I'm Kim, and today I have the honor of hosting the final episode of season one. It's also our first episode of the year 2026 for those of you listening on streaming platforms. So, happy new year. To close the season, we wanted to look back at 2025 and celebrate what made this year truly special at Tag Heuer. A behind-the-scenes look that you cannot see on social media. Because beyond our projects and achievements, it's the moment we shared together that define our culture. And for this finale, I'm joined by a guest who has lived many of these celebrations from the inside and will walk us through the highlights of the year, Rachel Walsh, our head of marketing for the UK. Welcome, Rachel, and thank you for being with us today. Before we dive in, could you introduce yourself and share a little bit about your journey, how you came to lead marketing for the UK?
My name is Rachel Walsh, and I am the Marketing and Digital Director at Tag Heuer in the UK. I've been at Tag Heuer now for almost 4 years to the day, and I've previously worked across various marketing functions in fashion, sports lifestyle, and beauty. So this has been my first joint into the luxury watch space. And I have to say, it's been a very exhilarating, thrilling ride every single day since I've joined.
Wow, 4 years. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
If we look back on 2025, what stands out the most for you in terms of celebrations or collective moments? I imagine you've witnessed many during your time.
I think 2025 has been, honestly, the most exciting year for the brand in quite some time. There's been so many moments. It's going to be hard to single out my favorites, but I think it would be wrong of me not to start with the fact that in the beginning of 2025, we, of course, returned to F1 as the official timekeeper, back where we belong. And that we started the year with that message, and we had a beautiful We Are Back campaign that manifested itself across various markets. We did a great interactive mural here in the UK in February of 2025, which was just went absolutely huge on social media. And that was a real moment, I think a real brand moment to start the year. And it really kicked us off into what has been just an absolutely outstanding year from a brand point of view. And next to that, obviously, when the F1 season started, huge brand activations across every Grand Prix for the brand. And I think one of my favorite actually things to celebrate looking back as a brand globally is our new brand campaign being Designed to Win. I think that messaging and the campaign that we launched in 25 has been just a real exciting moment, because it just feels like Designed to Win is not just a value, it's not just a mindset, it's how we all collaborate together, it's how we create our products, it's what ambassadors we work with. And it just has seemed to really created this brilliant umbrella effect that everybody feels really proud of. So that's been another big moment. But if I look to the UK more specifically, I think our big moment and something that I'm so proud of is to cement our legitimacy in motorsport, we've also signed a contract with Goodwood Festival of Speed. So Goodwood Festival of Speed is quite an iconic motorsport event in the UK, and it is held in the UK, but it's absolutely seen as a global moment for many motorsport lovers. And we have been official timekeeper there historically. So again, it was another We Are Back moment to talk about for 2025. We created this absolutely stunning exhibition, if you like. And we just did not expect it to be such a success as it was. We also had global brand ambassador Patrick Dempsey come and visit us at our stand. He was also doing various press opportunities while he was there for us. And we really were able to scale our presence there and scale the fact that we are back as official timekeeper at Goodwood Festival of Speed. And talking about celebrating successes, this was such a huge achievement for the UK subsidiary as a whole. And because it acted as a huge motivator, because it just showcased that we had time pressure. It was a big, big opportunity. We could not fail. We had to make this work. And seeing the spark and the spirit in everybody's eyes to just make this happen, and not just make it happen, really make it excellent across every element of the execution and the end result, the output was just outstanding. And that to me is just a real moment to celebrate. And we did, you know, there was various forms of celebration. And again, it was from small to take a day off. You deserve it. And yeah, it was for us in the UK, a huge, huge success and something that we are incredibly proud of.
I love that. But I especially like that you pointed out the new brand campaign, the Design to Win. And I love that you spoke about how not only is this something that we're using to brand ourselves externally, but it's really something that we're living by internally as well. And to really play off that, can you share a few moments where you felt like you and your team really embodied that Design to Win mindset, whether it's through a celebration or an activation or just really bringing people together in general?
I think what the beauty of Design to Win is that it gives us real clarity and conviction in everything we do. And one of the things I've really loved about it is how it has manifested itself internally. And what I mean by that is it's not something that has to be constantly reinforced. Teams, individuals are saying it. They're also living and breathing that mindset. And that's been a really organic evolution. And I think that's something that you could call a very big success when a new brand platform lives and breathes with every single individual in the organization, which I personally think is just a massive, massive win for the brand. And with my team, you know, I'm very, very lucky to lead a brilliant team here in the UK. And there are so many moments throughout the year where we celebrate. And for me, it's really important to, you know, we all work incredibly hard. Everybody works incredibly hard. And we can sometimes be guilty of doing a lot all the time, meaning that, you know, there's nothing worse than being on a hamster wheel. There's nothing worse going 100 miles an hour and not stopping, pausing, and reflecting. And I think that if I think about my team, you know, it would be wrong of me as a leader to only focus on, you know, the big objectives, the big business goals, the big projects, because those are, of course, incredibly important. But if you don't break them down into smaller bite-sized moments, you don't find the joy. And for me personally, what I encourage with my team is we have to fall in love with the process. We have to fall in love with the fact that these moments, whether they're big or small, are these objectives that we're working towards. It's never going to be successful every single day. We're going to fall over. We will make mistakes. We will have to get up. We'll have to try harder. We'll have to pivot. And we have to stay agile. And by recognizing those moments of small growth, that's where you find the joy in the process. And I think there's been so many, there's been individual promotions. I mean, it's not just about business objectives that we celebrate. We celebrate also individual growth, whether it's a promotion, whether it's just seeing people step into their power and really progressing as a human being, but also as a team member.
It's true too that you need to stop and smell the roses, right? Like the celebrations don't have to be something that's so big all the time. what you said about really stopping and pausing, it's celebrating both the small wins, the big wins, but they don't always have to be in such big, you know, showy ways. It can really be a pat on the back, a moment of gratitude, even a day off just to like relax and really like revel in that. I think that's such a powerful, powerful point. And
absolutely. I think,
speaking of successes, you know, your team has had so many, you know, external, internal, and you mentioned as well, falling over, making mistakes, which is part of the process. Do you have any advice for people who maybe are in a moment of making a mistake, and how do they pick themselves off? How do they celebrate maybe that they did something okay in that moment? It just maybe wasn't fully a success.
I think that, first of all, we're all human beings. And if we aren't making mistakes, we are not human beings. If we aren't feeling the feels, if we aren't finding sometimes things difficult, then you could argue that what you're working towards or working on isn't stretching you enough. But I think that I always try to lead with mistakes are great. Mistakes are where you learn. Mistakes are when you feel uncomfortable, that's actually the beauty of growth. And it will not, it may not feel like that at the time, but actually when you can look back, you realize that that's where you had to really stop and look at yourself and think, what do I need to do differently? Why didn't this work? Why is this not going the way I want it to go? And it requires a lot of self-awareness. But I think being kind to yourself is first and foremost. You know, we're all probably guilty of being very hard on ourselves. We have high expectations, but it's important to, that's what I mentioned earlier about finding, falling in love with the process. When you've made a mistake, that's part of any process. It's part of life. And it's never to stand still too long with it, you know, feel it absolutely, but also let it go and move on.
Do you have like a process personally that you do for like year end reflection or celebration?
That's a great question. We do with my team, we have always at some point in December, we do a reflection session. And that's often, you know, maybe 2.5 hours long, where we look at the year that's just gone by, and we look at it from a personal perspective, we look at it from a professional perspective, and then we look at it as a team perspective. And it's a moment to stop and pause and really reflect and look inward. We only discuss the team aspects when we look at the team reflection. The rest of it is very personal that we don't share unless anybody feels comfortable to share. But I find those sessions incredibly enriching because, like I mentioned, we do go very fast and we work at a high pace. And these moments often, you can see the energy and feel the energy in the room when people are thinking, wow, we achieved so much. What did I learn? More importantly, how do we work as a team? Are there any areas that we can improve on? What do we want to maintain in the following year? What do we want to not or do less of? And I think it's really powerful to do that as a team because, of course, the personal aspects are incredibly personal to you, and your professional goals and reflections is also very personal. But the team piece, I find really powerful and. It just gives you're finding joy. And again, it's not about really going hard on yourself. It's about actually giving yourself a pat on the back and giving yourself as a team a moment to just think, wow, we have achieved so much. I'm somebody who understands what it is to perform under pressure, but I also really believe that you can't go 100 miles an hour all of the time. And in order to perform, you have to rest and recoup just as hard as you do when you perform. And that means you have to find balance. And I think that's something that I've definitely brought into at least my team and how we operate is you have to start with yourself. And I talk about well-being a lot with my team, and it's very personal and very individual, but it's because of my experience as being an athlete. You know, rest moments were actually even more important than when we were training or competing. And I think that is what people forget. They think, oh, professional athletes or even high flyers in terms of the corporate world, it's, you know, 100 miles an hour, keep going as fast and as long as you can, but it's actually the opposite.
Oh, I love that. That really inspires me. I want to be part of one of those sessions.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you. No, that's really great. And I think, you know, it segues nicely into sort of our last piece of the puzzle here, which is if we look forward into 2026, is there any exciting milestones or celebrations that you can share a sneak peek?
Ooh, I mean, there's so many. It's almost a trick question, to be honest with you. I think what I would say is I'm very, very excited about LVMH Watch Week, which takes place in January. I'm very excited, of course, about the new season of F1. And I'm also very excited about Watches and Wonders, because at those moments, we have got some really exciting new novelties that we are launching. So that's all of what I'd like to say. But then I think next to that, which is the last but by no means least, I think what I'm excited about for 2026 is to see my team grow personally and professionally. I think I get the most joy of seeing how they grow in terms of collaboration, but also how they grow in their personal endeavors. And that's always going to bring me so much joy, and it will also bring the business growth, and it's going to be great. I'm very excited.
Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel, and sharing your celebrations for 2025. And we hope for many more for you and your team for 2026.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed talking to you. Looking forward to 2026. It's going to be a great year.
Before we wrap up, it's time for our final listener question of the season. The question is, why do celebrations matter so much in a workplace? I love this question because it captures the essence of our conversation today perfectly. Celebrations matter because they create connection. They remind us that we are part of something bigger, a team, a community. They give us a moment to pause, acknowledge our progress, and appreciate the people around us. Celebrations don't have to be big. Sometimes it's a shared coffee, a team win, a thank you message, but collectively they shape our culture and help us move forward together. And that brings us to the end of this episode and the end of season one of The Right Moment. A big thank you to our guest and to all of you who listened throughout the year. 2025 was filled with moments worth celebrating, and we can't wait to create new ones in 2026. Thank you for being part of the journey. I'm Kim, and this was The Right Moment. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Right Moment, a podcast by Tag Heuer. We hope you feel inspired. Once again, I'd like to thank our guests for joining us. If you have any questions, feel free to send them to us at the email address, therightmoment@tagheuer.com, and we'll answer as many as possible next time. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. It really makes a difference. We'll be back in no time with another episode of The Right Moment in English or French. See you soon.